This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
Of thousands of doses that are just about ready, and if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them, and you're going to get them free, and especially if you're a senior, we're going to get them.
Are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
subverting
your submission.
Cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want to talk? You want to talk?
Oh, yeah!
Support the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Thank you.
gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he was on with us several times a year and a half ago during the thick of the lockdowns that Fauci now says doesn't exist. Pastor Tony Spell, arrested, demonized, fined, attacked, church shut down for refusing to close while they let all the big box stores continue to operate. Congress has no authority over religion and the First Amendment. And now, major ruling says that it was unconstitutional what happened to this man.
The days of criminal trouble are all over for Central Pastor Tony Spell. Today, the state Supreme Court dismissed all charges against him and said the governor's COVID restrictions on worship actually violated his rights.
While there's still a civil case pending, the pastor and his attorney told us today's ruling could shape future emergency orders from the government.
I'm glad we listened to God and not the governor.
Pastor Tony Spell says he's already planning a triumphant Sunday sermon following a state Supreme Court decision that declared state COVID restrictions violated his First Amendment rights.
We've been mocked, we've been ridiculed, we've been slandered, defamed, but now we're thankful that we have finally been vindicated by the highest court in the state of Louisiana.
Spell was arrested in April of 2020, accused of violating executive orders from Governor John Bel Edwards that laid out restrictions on businesses and in-person gatherings during the peak of the pandemic. Despite those orders, Spell continued to hold massive in-person services at Life Tabernacle Church in Central. In a 19-page ruling, State Justice William J. Crane overturned lower court rulings, saying the governor's COVID restrictions violated First Amendment rights. Specifically, the justice argues the state could not prove that large church gatherings posed a greater risk of exposure to the virus than shopping at a secular business or attending work as an essential employee. The ruling can be summed up in this line. We interpret Pastor Spell's request not as one for special treatment, but for equal treatment.
You know, there's a lot of politics against us.
Spell's attorney, Jeff Wittenbrink, believes the ruling will set a new precedent for future emergency orders.
The implications long-term are that from now on, when there's an emergency, the justice has made it clear that government has to pay attention to those rights that we have that are protected by the Constitution.
The governor's office also responded to the ruling, saying while they disagree, they accept it. He said in part, each and every action Governor Edwards took throughout the COVID pandemic was done with the goal of protecting their congregations. You can read his full statement and the ruling in full.
It's the First Amendment, not the Second, not the Fifth, not the Tenth, not the 20th. It's the First. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. But it's not just equal treatment that local governments and the national government should give. The country was founded over religious freedom, and there is no jurisdiction over the church because we do not have a state religion. We are not Iran. We are the United States of America, and people came here for their religious freedom. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Our entire Bill of Rights starts with those words. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And Pastor Spell got demonized on national news. He got attacked as a criminal. He was a horrible person. While the Walmarts and the Targets and the topless bars were open, the left worldwide, not just here, said churches need to stay shut. There are still pastors in Canada in jail. Many of them held without bond for what's happening here. So what Tony Spell has done with his strength and his honor and his very successful, powerful church is amazing. LTCBR.com. Tony Spell on YouTube. I'm not going to go over his whole background, but he is a faithful visionary of Life Tabernacle Church, a multicultural and multigenerational church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He and his beautiful wife, since 2009, he is known as the Pentecostal Apostle Faith because of his unwavering faith in Almighty God, his powerful preaching, and his intense laboring in the gospel. And he joins us now. Thank God for the First Amendment, but thank God for him making them force the issue when so many others buckled and backed down. I go to a lot of different churches in Austin, some non-denominational, some others. I have a lot of friends. We go to different churches every week. The point is that most of them were shut down, even though they're good people. They followed those orders. You didn't follow those orders, sir. This is a big, big deal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be with you again. Throughout the ages, men have suffered death rather than to subordinate their allegiance to Almighty God over to the authority of the state. Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, William Evan Hughes, in 1931. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Inalienable means the government did not give us the right to practice our religion and peaceably assemble. Therefore, they cannot take from us our rights to practice our religion and freely assemble. Now, of course, in March the 17th, 2020, our tyrant of a governor, King John Bel Edwards, thought that he could close down the churches. And he learned differently, because not only did he not close our church, but because of his afflicting us, we multiplied and grew. Over 2,500 people since that day have been water baptized in our church. People have been healed of incurable diseases, and people in our congregation found hope and help and life in a time of death, in a time of religious persecution. Now, NBC News there in your lead up to this story said that Spells sought equal but not greater than protection. If that's all they pulled out of this 29-page verdict by the Louisiana Supreme Court, which these Supreme Court justices, 5 out of 7, said everything that the governor did to us for the past 27 months was illegal and unconstitutional. We did not ask for equal protection. What we said, Alex, is that Congress should make no law, meaning if the Congress cannot do it, what gives the executive branch the idea that they could? And what you can take away from this 5-2 ruling, which was the greatest win for religious freedom in American history over 245 years, and it's the greatest win because there's never been a time in our nation's history where the churches were demanded to be closed while liquor stores were open and abortion clinics were open and retail stores were open. What you could take away is that these judges said, as judges, we have no more noble duty than to preserve the rights of our citizens from and protect them from government overreach. Therefore, we find the governor's orders against the defendant unconstitutional. They're talking like the framers of the United States of America. And where better to have a win than in Louisiana, the great state of Louisiana, where a Democratic governor, who is the poster child for the Biden policies and for democratic policies. And even in a Republican-led legislature, we got no help from the legislature. We got several losses in the district, federal, and the circuit courts. But now the highest court in the state of Louisiana came through for us in 5-2. They said things like that your religious rights are inviolate, meaning you cannot violate them. You do not have the authority to violate them. They said that our religious rights are inalienable. There was only one written dissent, and that was by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Weimer, who had zero law in his 2.5-page dissent. It was all emotional and
sensational. Pastor Spell, I can tell we're going to post a link in the live show feed to the ruling, but I can tell you want to go through it. So we're going to give you the floor when we come back, and this is amazing.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
ordained and inspired by God. And I have to thank Pastor Tony Spell in Louisiana and Baton Rouge for his courage for my children's birthright and their future. Because our ancestors fought for freedom, and now we've got to do it. And he stood up, and he got arrested, and he got shut down, and he got fined, he got attacked. But he persevered, and now has had this big victory that they're trying to black out. They're trying to shut down. They're trying to cover up. But here's what's really important. Just as important as what I just said. Fauci and the UN have announced they got plans for new lockdowns after the midterms. This is their planetary control system. This is their world treaty they're getting set up. This is how the beast system's coming in with this digital tracking vaccine passport. So the tip of the spear is what Pastor Spell is doing. You got the ruling right there. It's a big deal for the First Amendment, for the press, not just for churches. It's absolutely amazing. Please continue, Pastor.
On page 7 of this beautiful 5-2 precedent-setting ruling from the Louisiana Supreme Court, Justice Crane stated, no liberty is more essential to the continued vitality of the free society, which our Constitution guarantees, than is the religious liberty. The most sacred right to freely exercise one's religion is both fundamental and inalienable. So for the past 27 months, as I've said, we've been arrested, put on house arrest, forbidden to travel, been out of the city of Baton Rouge 4 times in the past 27 months because of bond restrictions and what have you. However, the victory came on Friday the 13th. That used to be the day notoriously and infamously noted as an evil day or for nightmares and murder and what have you in Hollywood. But the Louisiana Supreme Court have now taken that day for the Lord Jesus Christ when they said, your rights were violated because you were arrested for holding church during the pandemic. Now, Alex, something very important to take away. If America will last long enough, in the history books, you can quote State of Louisiana versus Spell instead of the 1906 Jacobson versus Massachusetts, where the Supreme Court of the United States ruled in favor of a Swedish-born pastor because he refused to take the smallpox vaccine, and he claimed religious exemption. You won't have to quote Smith versus Division of Employment, State of Oregon, who was terminated from his job because this Native American would smoke peyote as part of his religious conviction and worship, ceremonial rites. And he won, of course, in the Supreme Court because he was terminated from his employer in the state of Oregon. You won't have to quote that anymore. We have pure as the driven snow, the purest wind in religious history in our great nation in the 5-2 state of Louisiana versus Spell, where they wanted to imprison me for 6 months per violation, 6 months per violation without fines. But 6 months of imprisonment, and we were facing several years in prison. But these beautiful justices in the great state of Louisiana came through and said, Governor John Bel Edwards, what you've done was unconstitutional, illegal. His emergency orders were so irrelevant and full of holes. They say in here that going to and from an individual's place of worship was legal. However, you could not go into the place of worship. They go on to say that you could go into a retail store with hundreds where 10,000 cars would go into a retail store several hundred feet from my church on a day-to-day basis. But if the same people would walk across the street into a cavernous 106,000 square feet building on 41 acres, they would be arrested and cited for violation of the law. Number one, there was no law made. We never broke a law. However, the executives broke laws. The governors broke laws. The mayors broke laws. These lesser magistrates, policemen, and sheriffs broke laws whenever they arrested us and forbade us to preach. You know what this has been about? It's spiritual warfare, Alex. We just had a health freedom rally where people like Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Rhett Bajelon came together and said, this has all been spiritual. The virus and the attack against the church and the First Amendment. has been spiritual. So it's spiritual warfare.
I'm glad McCullough, who's in studio tomorrow, said that, because privately I said, you've looked at this, you're a smart guy, renowned scientist, not just a cardiologist. I said, what do you think's happening? He said, it's being directed by Satan. You look at how they're doing it, it's so sophisticated, it's that mystery of evil.
It is the mystery of iniquity that doth already work, only he who now letteth. The word led in the Greek of 2 Thessalonians 2:7 means to hinder. That means you and I are hindering this Antichrist spirit government from taking over our nation, because we know that if America falls, the rest of the world falls.
And how obvious, to interrupt, Pastor, you're on target here, is that they've attacked churches, not just here, but worldwide during these lockdowns. It shows they fear the brethren. Talk about multiculturalism. Your church is the example of love and coming together and what they fear.
27 different nationalities. They hate that because they win through division and conquering. But we have perfect unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's why they wanted us 6 feet apart, because they don't want us together. That's why they wanted us muzzled and masked, because the first thing they did in these Western movies when they hung someone was that they covered their face so they become an inanimate object and they dehumanized them. And that's what they tried to do. For 27 months, 336 services of breaking their fake laws and holding unrestrained, unlimited gatherings in our local church. We have zero masking, zero vaccine, zero socialism distancing. And you know what? The Supreme Court in the state of Louisiana said you were right. Alex, 39 buses go out every Sunday morning from this church, covering an 80-mile radius, bringing in all races of people, all walks of life, all political persuasions, bringing them in where we feed them a hot meal, and then we give them spiritual food, and then we have baptisms and pray for people. And you know what we're telling them? We're telling them that God is greater than the virus. Faith is stronger than fear. And because of that, as I've stated, incurable diseases have been healed and so much. But now our attorney, Jeff Wittenbrink, who is our local representation, Chief Justice Roy Moore, who also represents us. Here's what Jeff Wittenbrink, he said to me. He said, Pastor, the First Amendment does not give you your right to go to church and peaceably assemble. The First Amendment protects your right to practice your religion, go to church and peaceably assemble. Your right and duty to go to church and practice your religion is endowed to you by your Creator, God Almighty. And that's who the government wants to be. There are some pockets of resistance in government.
Here's Let's talk about that, Pastor. Got to go to break. We'll come back. You're on fire. Stay with us.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we can't forget about the pastors arrested in Europe and the UK and Canada and the US. Pastor Arthur Pulaski held for months without bail, now on house arrest, arrested, what, six times for preaching the gospel and keeping his church open in Canada. That is what is going on. That is what is happening. Their desire from the UN down is to shut down our religious freedom and particularly target Christians. The UN even admits in the last decade persecution of Christians doubled and then tripled the level it was just a decade ago. This is a satanic world government being announced, mark of the beast, implantable microchips. Next hour I'm going to cover all that. But Pastor Tony Spell, we know there's going to be a giant revival. The Bible tells us so. During this period, had the great falling away and the great awakening. I'm not going to pretend to be a theologian or to even guess when, you know, Christ comes like a thief in the night, but clearly prophecy is being fulfilled, and this historic victory you've had, and I've read the ruling as well. It's posted on Infowars.com. The live show feed is just incredible, and the media spins it like, oh, you're out of trouble now. Okay, you were bad, but the court said it was okay. No, they violated our rights. They violated your rights. They violated our sacred First Amendment that, as you said, guards our God-given rights. This is a raping that we've been through. You did your duty. You held fast. And now you've been vindicated, but the fight is so important because we know more lockdowns are coming, as I said, and we know that it is the First Amendment that stands against forced inoculations and stands against martial law. And so thank you again. And I know you don't want the thanks, but it's true. And your congregation standing with you. And I know I read it got even bigger once this persecution happened. So if we just lean into the attack and don't cower, God will use us for greater things. Is that not true?
That is the absolute truth. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Your strength is either derived from God Almighty or from another power. Saul was the people's choice. He was head and shoulders above every man in Israel. However, before he died a suicide, he consorted with witches. He derived his power from another world, hell itself. So there are two classes of people in government today. C.S. Lewis said there's no neutral ground in the universe. Every square inch, every split second is either claimed by God or counterclaimed by the devil. So here we are. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12, but against principalities, number one, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, three, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Political powers, Supreme Court powers in the judicial branch, legislative powers in the Senate and the Congress, and then the executive branch. They're individuals that are possessed by God Almighty, or they're possessed by Satan. And that's what we're fighting against. It's not Crazy Joe, or it's not Kamala and her cackling. It's not King Edwards and his anti-God, godless orders that he gives. These people are empowered and possessed by another world. And we have righteous leaders. When the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. But when the unrighteous are in power, the people mourn, because we know it's tyranny. So what do we have? Principalities. America has a principality right now. And there is loneliness that has come upon us, and even greater loneliness because of the seclusion and the reclusiveness that came from the lockdowns. Therefore, we have an identity crisis. You have the LGBTQ community that wants to inculcate into our children this spiritual wickedness. They want to redefine what humanity is, like we have an identity crisis. No, man is made in God's image and after his likeness. We, the male and female, created he them. That's who we represent. God, our Father, and the church is our mother. That's why there's an attack to want to close down the church, Alex. They know if they can muzzle the preachers and the churches and close them, the next thing to go is the press. And then the next thing to go will be assembly. All assemblies will be deemed illegal.
By weaponizing the courts, though they're not all controlled. We just proved here with you your great work. And then we've also got the attacks on our medical freedom, and we've got the attacks on just everything.
Exactly right. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, though we walk in the flesh, Alex, we do not war after the flesh. I appreciate what you said in your previous segment. Who do we go after? Do we storm the Capitol? Do we take up arms? There's too many of them in the flesh. We have to use spiritual weapons to fight a spiritual battle. If we fight carnal battles with carnal weapons, carnality wins. So we need spiritual weapons. And this is a sharp two-edged sword, this Bible is. 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 31,102 verses. Here's what we pray every day and throughout the day. And I want our audience to pray this as well.
Please, Pastor, lead us in prayer. Pastor Tony Spell.
Jeremiah 17:18. Let them be confounded that persecute me, only let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, only let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of trouble and destroy them with double destruction. That's what Jeremiah prayed in the Old Testament. He knew his enemies were too big. He knew the opposition and the fierce force for what? Whenever you tell me that I have to vaccinate to go into they wouldn't even let me in the Louisiana Supreme Court with my attorneys. Do you know why? Because I was unvaccinated and I refused to put on a mask. And the Supreme Court took note of that. Now, when you tell me that in order to go across the threshold of my courthouse, that I have to have this in my veins, this needle in my veins, that is apocalyptic territory, Alex. Revelation 13:17, it says that no man might buy or sell save he had the name, the number, the mark. That is apocalyptic territory. Tori, when you tell me that I have to mask or I have to vaccinate in order to go to this school or go to this church, would you believe that there are actually religious organizations right now that put the unvaccinated lower class people in the balcony and the vaccinated people on the floor in general population? That's spiritual wickedness. Whenever you tell us that we can't go to a job or can't go to a place of worship or a place of business because we don't have our card, we're no longer the great republic that we once were. But I'm telling you, there is hope because of this ruling on Friday the 13th of May 2022, Alex. All of that has gone away. We had law on our side, but now the judges, 5 out of 7 judges in the Louisiana Supreme Court says, you can go to State of Louisiana versus Spell, and you can tell your employer, no, I'm not going to vaccinate. You can tell that place of business, no, I'm not going to mask. You can tell your pastor, you can tell them, we can keep our church open. We're not going to be arrested again. We're not going to be persecuted again. This is a beautiful win, and it's the purest win in America's history. Because
I read the ruling, and I've talked to lawyers that are involved. The First Amendment issues, you're right. This is the strongest, purest ruling at the key time when we know they're coming for us again. Back when you were saying no and being arrested and all this, obviously you were doing it because you knew it was the right thing. But did you have faith? Did you know that you'd be victorious?
I knew that I'd be victorious in God, but I was standing on the Word of God, Alex, and the Word of God clearly stated, do not forsake the assembling. The word means synagoguing in the Greek. It means going to church of ourselves together. And we had over 105 verses like that from the Bible in this particular lawsuit in our civil case, which is ultimately going to go to the United States Supreme Court. Okay, whenever I bonded out of the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison, and then Judge Fred T. Crafassi from the 19th Judicial District Court fitted me in an ankle bracelet and forbid me to leave the front door of my house. The majority of my church came through my doors here at my home, and I met with my 2 sons, my daughter, my son and grandsons and wife. And I said, you know, a conviction. Neither the 5 things tell you if you have a conviction, neither the pressure of your friends, your family, lawsuit, jail, or death will stop you from practicing that. Well, we all knew that I would go into the prison until the court system opened, which was an indefinite amount of time then.
Stay there. Final segment. Incredible. Pastor Tony Spell, stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We really appreciate the incredible work he's doing, fighting tyranny at every level. Pastor Tony Spell's our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Final segment, and I've been asking a lot of the questions, but I want to try to again give him the floor to cover any other angles or areas he wants to hit. He got caught up by the break talking about when he was put in jail, when he was facing prison, when they put the ankle bracelet on him. He wasn't ashamed of that. He knew he was following the footsteps of other leaders that God has risen up and stood up against this, and now he's been victorious. That's my greatest frustration, because I've been on here 28 years, and every time I don't back down and something bad happens, and I just say, I trust you, God, we get stronger on the other side. It's amazing. We worship the real God that made the universe, the real God that loves us, and we need to rejoice in that, and as bad as things are going to get, understand that that promise is eternal and real, and as long as we bring God into our lives and admit our sins and ask God to make us reborn to Christ, we can be with Christ forever. If not, we are going to be cut off, and that's a fate worse than death, obviously. So, Pastor, I want you to finish up with the persecution, and then just big picture, what a time to rejoice that Revelation is being fulfilled in front of us. It's just incredible, the power of that double-edged sword you were holding up earlier.
Yes, sir, Alex. So on that night prior, it was a Saturday evening, and the judge says, if you go back to your church and preach, we're going to put you in prison an indefinite amount of time until the courts reopen and we can arraign you. And so I met with my family. And we had a very emotional time, because it was an emotional time, because they says, we don't want you to go to jail. We know that you're going to. And of course, we did meet that morning. I told the judge, I said, you give me 2 hours with our church. I want one final sermon. We brought all the Sunday school children in together. It was a beautiful thing. 27 different nationalities come together and people from all over the city here. And of course, at the end of that service, while the law enforcement was en route to bring me back into the prison, there was a standoff. A gunman actually killed one of the policemen, and another guy was injured. Another guy was permanently injured, handicapped. So my attorneys say to the judge and the district attorney, you have real crime to fight. Leave this pastor alone. What's happening? What is happening is, we have resistance. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. When the church is not hindering as it's supposed to for the past 27 months, look at the looting and the murdering and the burning. Look at the riots. Look at the crime. Number 5 in the nation for murder right here within a 20-mile radius of our church.
And for those that know the Bible like you, Pastor, hindering means we as a church are to stand against evil and hold it back.
And when we refuse to stand against it and hold it back, look at the onslaught that has come into our schools and our White House. Look at what's happened. They have hijacked Washington, Devil City, D.C. Here's your scripture, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. The weapon will be formed, but it's not going to prosper. And every lying tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That's our job. The lies and the slander and the defamatory language, that's our job.
What you're saying is we're waiting on God to do it all. God has empowered us to do it. It's our job.
It's our duty. It's not just our duty and obligation. It's our right and our privilege. What would I say to my sons and grandsons? What would I say to the unborn generations from my loins for them to know that I closed the church at the request, at the orders of a godless governor and a mayor and senator? What would they say when Daniel went to the den of lions? When Daniel was faced with the decision, it did not take him long to declare he'd rather spend the night with lions than spend one night without prayer. What would I say on Judgment Day to the three Hebrew boys who refused to bow? And you know what their king did? He heated the furnace up 7 times hotter. He turned up the heat. Well, because of this wind, get ready, because the tyrants are fixing to turn up the heat, because the devil never forgives and he never forgets, and he hates to lose. So he's got us on his hit list. That's why you are under such persecution, Alex. That's why InfoWars is under such persecution and is stifled and is trying to be quashed. You know why? Because you speak the truth. And where truth is, lies have to run, go hide. And where light is, darkness has to run. So it's our duty and obligation to fight against evil and tyranny and the satanic forces that are trying to come against the church. And that's why young people are being slaughtered every day in our nation's cities. That's why abortion is so rampant and gay rights are so rampant. Why? Because the church is not doing its job. But if God said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, we'll hear from heaven. We need repentance in our land. Because the blood of 60 million babies in the most safe place in the world, a mother's womb, is crying out against us from the ground. We need repentance in our land while evil. God, give us men like you. Times like this demand strong minds, great hearts, true faith, and ready hands. Men whom the lust of office does not kill. Men whom the spoils of office cannot buy. Men who have honor. Men who will not lie. Men who can stand before a demigod and damn his treacherous flatterers without winking. Tall men, sun-crowned, who live above the fog in godly duty and Christian thinking. For while the rabble with their thumb-worn creeds, large professions, and little deeds mingle in selfish strife, freedom weeps, wrong rules the land, waiting justice sleeps. But this word is a sharp, two-edged sword. There's not a governor that can stand against this word. There's not a mayor. There's not a crooked policeman. There's not a senator or a congressman, there's not a president of the United States, even if he is falsely elected, that can stand against this sharp two-edged sword. You know what? We've lost faith in all of our government systems. The Supreme Court here has come through for us, but it's time for us to put our faith back where it belongs, in God Almighty, in the word of the Lord, because when it comes down to it, this is the only weapon that's going to win at the end of the day. Make no mistake about it. Let no man deceive you. And we are in mass deception right now, mass formation psychosis. And the deception has become the majority in society, and you and I have become the minority. You know what Ayn Rand said, whose books are banned in public school libraries? He said, when you see that in order to produce, that you must gain permission from those who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal in favors and not in goods, when you see that men grow richer by graft and by pull, and that your laws do not protect you against them, but protect them against you, when you see corruption rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, then you may know that your society is doomed. Society may be doomed, but we still can't be fatalists who give up We've got to stand up like never before and preach the truth. That's what you're doing on this program. That's what we're doing right now. We're telling the truth and speaking it in love. You know what? In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Bible Belt of America, the Right to Life and the Louisiana Family Forum is calling women who have abortions victims. They're not victims. If a child is molested and raped, that child is a victim. If a woman is physically abused by her husband, she's a victim. A victim doesn't need to repent. But a woman that kills her baby needs to repent. She's not a victim. The child is the victim. That's what we're facing in America. And coming from the Supreme Court, that leak, as wrong as it was, they're going to send the power back to the states. Last Friday, we had a meeting in the state capitol here, and we had a beautiful bill to overturn abortion in our state. And you know what? We had three pastors show up, Alex. Shame on us.
That's the problem. Shame. In closing, Pastor, you got to come back sooner. I know that a lot of people are isolated. A lot of people don't have a good church to go to. But thank God you put your sermons, many of them, up online. And I know your church is already huge. It's exploded under persecution as Christ, you know, told us it would. And as history shows us, how do people go and find your great sermons and find that spiritual food they need, Pastor?
LTCBR.com, Alex, Life Tabernacle Church, Baton Rouge.com, Tony Spell, YouTube, Life Tabernacle Church, Facebook Live. We're on Rumble. We're on our second strike on YouTube. We won't be there much longer.
LTCBR.com. LTCBR.com. Share that link as people need the spiritual food. Pastor, for my family and everybody else, thank you for standing up and being strong. We love you, and we just rejoice and thank God for this great victory for all our freedom. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. God bless the USA.
Powerful. You can go see the ruling on their website, ltcbr.com. It's also linked under the live show feed today. And like he said, you're getting persecuted at your job, your church, your business. This ruling is for all of you. Great job, crew. All right, the world government treaty is here. The new world order is out in the open. The mask is off. That's coming up next hour. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.